Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's time for Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building. Ready for your love questions. Chanel in Roanoke says, I found out my 16-year-old son is having sex and snuck a girl in the house. Our dog walked through the kitchen with a condom wrapper in his mouth, and my son turned red. As a single mom, do I get his dad involved? How do I handle this?
Well, first of all, let me commend your dog because them wrappers is really hard to swallow. And he knew by the smell of this that this was very interesting. Had never been this before. So this, let me get this outside in the garage where I can see what this really is. That's what. So kudos to the dog. First of all. Secondly, you need to get his father involved. And it's not going to be the reprimand that you think. But you do need to get the father involved. He's 16. You can forget having the conversation of this is wrong and you shouldn't do this. You can throw that conversation out the window. Once the boy tastes the fruit, it's his quest till he die. It's no backing out of this one. Okay, I done tried it one time. Now I'm going to wait till I get married. That conversation, you think, what conversation you finna have with this boy? The best thing he did was use protection. The deed is already done. And I'm telling you right now, once the deed is done, you can't close that cupboard door. That door don't shut. Mm-hmm. No, that door don't shut. It's your whole life quest from that moment on. Once you get that fruit, a piece of that pie, listen to me.
You did well earlier.
It's the driving force. It's the whole motivation.
Okay.
Why buy cars and jewelry, rings, swimming pools, houses, homes, dreams, cars, watches.
Dreams.
Yes.
Okay, Steve. Thank you, okay. CLO.
You made your point. Yes.
Yeah, it's clear. Andy, moving on to Andy in Detroit. Andy says, I was initially attracted to my wife because she's wealthy and loves nice things. I have a great job, but she makes a lot more money than I do. Her friends say, I'm an opportunist. Why is it acceptable if a woman marries up, but if a man does it, not so much?
Well, you know, it's called double standards, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same reason if a man sleep with everybody in the office, he's still Mr. Jackson. And if a woman do it, she everything but her name. Mm-hmm. Because it's double standards. And it's such a rarity. But when it happens, you know, I mean, but why are you letting it bother you? But you said you were first attracted to her because she was wealthy. That's what you said.
He did.
So... Now, that was your first attraction, and she liked nice things. Okay, cool. It wasn't her eyes. It wasn't her dreams, the way she looked at you, the way she treated you. No, you liked her because she was wealthy. So
money.
Now, that's what you put out. That's what everybody done picked up on. Because trust me, bro, there is no way to hide that. I first got with my wife and fell for her because of... She was wealthy. Okay.
And loves nice things.
You ain't saying nothing about her being a beautiful person.
No.
How you could imagine her making a great mother for your children. Yeah. You ain't say none of that. You said that. So now, if you don't think that that's what exudes from your body, and you don't think other people can pick up on that, especially women, I don't know what to tell you, man. Congratulations. Yeah. You accomplished the mission. Ooh. Now you got to live the life. Because I'm going to tell you right now, them riches ain't going to last. You're going to need to be in love and you're going to need to like somebody.
Yeah.
Else you in trouble, dog.
Yes, okay.
All right.
A whole lot of rich women ain't got no men. All right.
All right. Moving on to Dana in Fairview. Dana says, my husband and I are separated because I sent a picture of my vajayjay to him while he was at work. I had never done anything like that, but my coworker said it was a way to keep my marriage spicy. He didn't like it. How do I fix things?
What? He didn't like it. What happened? What is it not to like? What happened?
It was because she sent it at work to him while he was at work.
Okay, what? 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 Did it hit the, was it on the text thread with the coworkers? Now,
something
that was
happened.
It.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why you separated, though.
Yeah.
What? Uh-huh. So this dude, no, wait. Listen to me. I want you to pay careful close to, I want you to pay careful attention to what I'm about to say.
Okay.
If a man leaves you and separates from you for that reason right there, I can tell you as a man, and I've been a man a long time, that ain't the reason.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He is using that as a reason.
Yeah.
But that ain't no reason. It ain't a man living nowhere. If you send him a picture of the promised land, that he is going to stop talking to you and pack his stuff up. Who is this guy? What are you talking about? You need to look a little bit deeper into this situation. First of all, why did you need to spice up the relationship?
Because her coworker told her to.
Well, but see.
Something was happening.
But see, guess what? Your coworker told you that because y'all done had some unspicy conversations about your relationship.
I agree.
Now, your coworker didn't tell you nothing wrong. She was trying to help you. But your man, because you needed some spicing up and he needed an out, your spicy picture of the promised land gave him the out he needed. Ain't no man nowhere leaving his wife because she sent a picture of her thing to the job. Who is this fool?
So to her question, Steve, of how do I fix things, there's nothing she can do?
No. The thing is not the picture.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is the real reason he wants to leave. No, and the real reason you needed to send it to spice up the relationship in the first place.
Yeah,
I promise you that's it.
I agree.
Ain't
I
no
agree.
Dude mm-hmm. nowhere. What?
All right. Shorty in Pensacola says, I'm a waitress at a topless bar. One of my married customers offered to pay me a monthly fee for sex. If I get two more customers like him, I can work from home. I'm not big on adultery. Wait, I'm not big on adultery. So should I only offer my services to single men? What?
Shorty.
Shorty.
You are already considering this business proposition. Make your decision and make your move. You just need two more now.
All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.